Welcome again to our studies on the Gospel of Matthew. This wonderful writer, who has indeed collated all things under certain headings for us, so that we can look at certain subjects together easily. And I'm going to invite you to come to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. And here, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Sermon on the Mount, invites us to ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened unto you. Now, what a wonderful invitation, and this is coming from the Son of God himself. In the name of the Father. You know, he mentions this in several places in his teachings, here on the Sermon on the Mount. But then, in the last hours, when he is with his beloved disciples, he said, henceforth, you have asked nothing in my name, but ask the Father in my name, and he will do it. Oh, what a wonderful invitation. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Now then, as we consider this wonderful invitation, we should consider also for what we should ask. What should we ask? And there was King Solomon. King Solomon, there he was, a young man. He had now ascended to the throne, and God met him in a dream. And he said to Solomon, what would you that I will give to you? What do you want to ask me for? And Solomon considered this. Now Solomon had been well trained by King David, his father. And King David had said to Solomon, you know, the most important thing is wisdom. And with all thy getting, get wisdom, get understanding. And so for 19 years, King Solomon had been well trained by David in the area of, shall I say, government. And he was very aware of the necessity of having wisdom. And so when God appeared to him and said, what would you that I would give to you? You know what King Solomon said? Give me wisdom. Give me an understanding heart. And you know what Solomon asked God for? Please, God. And God said, I will give you what you're asking for, but I'll also give you riches. I'll also give you honor. I'll also give you authority. And he said, I'll make your name great. Because he had asked for the things that were most important, not only in life, but in the heart of God. Because a wise son glorifieth his father. Well, now I want to ask you, as we look at this wonderful invitation, ask and it shall be given to you, what should we be asking for? We should ask for the things that are most important, the things that we can take into eternity, the things that indeed can be with us throughout this life and prepare us for the glory that lies ahead. And certainly that is wisdom. We should indeed consider this invitation, and we should consider it very carefully. We want to indeed ask for the things that are eternal. You see, with wisdom, we should get virtually everything else. Because wisdom is not just the ability to make right choices. Oh, yes, it is. But the Hebrews understood wisdom as being a wholeness of life, as indeed covering every aspect of life. Of character. And so for them, wisdom was everything. And so I would counsel you as we come to this wonderful, shall I say, portion of scripture, where we're invited to ask and it shall be given to you, because here it goes on to say, for everyone that asketh receiveth. So we want to come with faith. You know, in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, it says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we have got to diligently ask, but we have to be careful that we ask for the right things. I know many people reading this think, oh, well, I can ask and I can receive whatsoever I ask for. Well, in one sense that is true, but another sense we've got to be very careful indeed that what we ask for does not destroy us. You know, some people ask for fame, some people ask for riches, and they are destroyed by fame and they are destroyed by riches. No, we want to indeed ask for those things that are going to keep us through life and bring us into the glories of eternity. And I want to assure you, wisdom is one of the most important things. But then I'd like to look at another scripture with you in Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 26. It says, the man that pleaseth God, God will give to him wisdom, knowledge, and joy. Well, now, let us consider those three things. Wisdom we've already spoken of, but knowledge is very important. Knowledge of the ways of God. Knowledge of how to live this life gloriously, productively. And indeed, knowledge is the key. And then joy. You know, so many people go through life miserably. They're always complaining. But the one who is joyful, you know, triumphs in every situation. And to be a joyful person is indeed a person that is going to indeed receive from God. Because God loveth the cheerful. He loveth the cheerful givers. And also, here is another thought, that those who love righteousness, God will anoint with the oil of joy above their fellows. Now, what kind of a person do you want to be? Well, you want to be a wise person, that's true. But you want to be a righteous person. Why not ask God for a hunger and thirst for righteousness? So that you are looked upon as a righteous person, a person with integrity, a person will do that which is right in any circumstances, even to his own loss. Yes, righteousness is something that we should ask for too. So wisdom and righteousness, and then to have that joy that gives such strength in every circumstances, because it says the joy of the Lord shall be your strength. Now let's consider this. We ask for wisdom, we ask for righteousness, we ask for joy. Well, we're on the right path, aren't we? You see? And then, of course, I understand that there are the natural needs in life. I want to tell you a story of how important it is to be precise when you're asking. I was in Switzerland many years ago, and I was in a meeting, shall I say, a casual meeting of ministers. Everybody was a minister, everybody was a pastor in that meeting. And they came from several countries, and I think the predominant language at that time was French. But anyway, there was an Englishman there, he'd come there, and he had to be interpreted, of course, But he gave this testimony, and this testimony is very interesting indeed. He said he needed a pair of shoes. And so what he did was to ask the Lord for money. You see, money that he might buy a pair of shoes with. Well, he got no answer. And he kept asking the Lord for money. And then the Lord spoke to him and said, "What do you need?" Well, he said, "I need a pair of shoes." He said, "Well, why don't you ask me for a pair of shoes?" And so he said, "Lord, please give me a pair of shoes." Well, do you know what happened? I think he said it was the very next day. He said, someone brought him a box. And when he opened the box, it was a pair of shoes. And he thought, "My, I wonder if these shoes fit me." Oh, his faith wasn't very strong, was it? Well, he tried them on. They were a perfect fit. And when he looked at the make of these shoes, he realized that if God had provided him money, he would never have bought such a wonderful pair of shoes. Well, it's just a little indication that when we ask, we should ask with precision, and God will provide with precision. Yes, ask, be, you know, careful, and make sure you're asking for what you need. Well, he asked for what he needed, and God gave him more abundantly than he had thought possible. And then, it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. And he said, everyone that seeketh, findeth. And there is a sense that we have to search out truth in Scripture. We have to search out things in life. And as we seek things in the name of the Lord, we are going to receive them. We're going to find them. Everyone that seeketh, findeth. And then look at this one. He that knocketh, it shall be opened unto you. Now, the Lord gives a parable, shall I say, in Luke chapter 11. He's praying, and the disciples come to him, and they say, "Lord, teach us how to pray." We might like to look at Luke 11. We could turn in our Bibles to Luke 11 at this moment, and we could consider this little passage. And we start off in Luke chapter 11 and verse 1. And the disciples said, "Teach us to pray," as John also taught his disciples. And so he teaches them the Paternoster, or Our Father. And he says, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And then he gives this parable. He said, "Look, which of you, having a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say unto him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is on his journey, has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.' Well, the one from within answers, 'Trouble me not. The door is now shut. My children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity.'" In other words, this friend did not stop knocking. He kept knocking until that fellow came down. "Because of his opportunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth." And here is one of the keys, shall I say, in this attitude of coming before the Lord, that we knock until we receive. Sometimes we have to keep knocking until we receive. But you know, because of our importunity and because of our insistence, we will receive. Isn't that true? with a little fellow. You know, he might want a train or a train set. And here he is down there, and he's pulling at the leg of his father and saying, I want a train. You know, he will keep on until the father either answers him and says, yes, you'll get it, or, well, perhaps later. But he keeps on. If he wants something, he will not give up. He will constantly plague, if I could say, his father until he gets what he wants. He does it with his mother, who is more easily overcome. But on the great issues, he comes to his father and he says, Dad, you know, I want this. And he keeps on. He doesn't give up. And you see, this is what we're taught. Now then, I'd like to continue Luke 11, because there's a very important factor here. He goes on to say, you know, knock and it shall be opened unto you, for everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, him that knocketh it shall be opened. And then he says, look, if you ask for something, if you ask for something of your father, and you ask him bread, what is he going to give you? Is he going to give you a stone? Or if you ask a fish, will he give you a serpent? No, you'll get what you want, you see. You'll get what you want. And then he goes on to say, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And there we have the thought. You know, again, what should we ask for? What should we ask for? Well, I had suggested, first of all, that we ask for wisdom, we ask for knowledge, we ask for joy, peace, the fruit of the Spirit to be developed in our lives, the love of God to envelop every pore of our being. But here, the Lord Jesus Christ is very specific. He's saying this, look, why don't you ask for the Holy Spirit? And we're entering the last days. We're entering times of trouble. And we need the best gifts to enable us to go through what we term the latter days, times of darkness, times of need, times of economic downturn. We need the best gifts to take us through. And what is the Lord Jesus Christ saying here? Look, I want you to ask for the Holy Spirit. Why don't you ask for the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And this is what he said to his disciples. You know, after he was resurrected, we find it in Acts chapter 1. You know, here they are. They're on their way to the Mount of Olives where he's going to ascend. And the last thing he says, now look, wait in Jerusalem, that you might be endued with power by the Holy Spirit. This is the promise of the Father. So there are promises in the Word of God that we are to ask for. And one of the most important promises is the Holy Spirit, to be baptized in the Holy Spirit as they were on the day of Pentecost. And these disciples, you know, they were very concerned about the second coming and so forth. He said, now look, wait a minute. First things first, you be filled with the Holy Spirit. Ask God to baptize you with the Holy Ghost, because you need strength. You need power in these last days. And that is what the baptism of the Holy Ghost will give unto you. He will come upon you. He will fill you to overflowing. You will speak in other tongues. You will have other gifts of the Holy Spirit. And these gifts will take you through the time that is fast approaching upon the earth. You need more from God. You know, we had a situation a little while ago, one of our services, and, you know, one of our girls had their eyes opened by God and saw angels, you know, ministering to the congregation. And the interesting thing was this, that those who were constantly asking were those who were constantly ministered to by the angels and filled. And we need to be those that constantly ask God for the power of the Holy Spirit to take us through the days which are coming fast upon us in virtually every country of the world. Yes, look at this wonderful promise. Ask and ye receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Keep knocking until God baptizes you with the Holy Ghost. You need more than you have got at this moment. You need power from on high to take you through these difficult days. And God has provided these means. And God is not only providing, but he is promising them. This is the promise of the Father, that he will indeed pour upon us the Holy Spirit. And we need that power from on high. We need those provisions, you see. And then there is verse 12 of chapter 7, something that we cannot ignore. You know, how do we treat others? See, how we treat others is going to depend on how God treats us. So in verse 12, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. In other words, ask and ye shall receive. Yes, but there are some conditions. We have to ask in faith, but we also have to ensure that we are in right relationship with our brother and our sister. Right relationship with others. And that we are treating them right. You know, there was a certain pastor, and he was asking God for a blessing in his life. In fact, he was actually asking for a nice suit, you see. And God said, when you give to your wife what she is asking you for, I will give to you what you are asking me for. Well, his wife was asking him for a dress, and of course, if you're a man, you don't see the purpose of women keep having dresses, and you think there's a certain vanity there, a certain worldliness and so forth, but that's how they're created. But he had resolutely refused to give this dress. But God said, you give her what she's asking you, I'll give you what you are asking me. And that wife quickly had a dress, and he had what he was asking God for. Well, in other words, we must treat people rightly in order that we can receive from God. There are those conditions that we must not neglect. And so, I want to encourage you. You know, I want to encourage you by quoting again that scripture I quoted before, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is rewarder of them who diligently seek him. And there you are. You see, we must have faith. We must believe God is there. God is hearing everything that we say. And what we ask for, he is noting down, and he is willing, more willing to give, more willing to give than we are actually to receive. God wants to give. Now, isn't that true of a father? A father wants to bless his son. He wants to provide for everything that son needs. And don't forget something else that Jesus said concerning God the Father, that the Father, and I'm quoting from chapter 6 and verse 32, "For your heavenly Father knoweth that which ye have need of," all these things. In other words, before we know that we are to ask the Lord for a certain thing, the Lord knoweth what we need, even before we realize our need of a certain thing. And so I just want to present these things to you, this glorious invitation. Ask and ye shall receive. Ask and ye shall receive. How wonderful. Ask and ye shall receive. For everyone that asketh receiveth. But let us make sure that we are in right relationship with everybody else. And as we are, then the windows of heaven will be opened to us, and he will pour us out a blessing that we cannot contain. Ask for the right things, and in so doing, we should give God pleasure. Ask for wisdom, knowledge, and joy. Ask for those things that indeed will not only help us here on earth, but indeed will take us into heaven above. And that, after all, is our ultimate goal. And so, above all everything else, make sure you ask for eternal life. God bless you.